your body can't assimilate that because of fear and because of anxiety and worry. And, for example, little children that watch their parents go through a divorce. Many times those kids, little kids, blame themselves for their parents splitting up.
Yes.
Well, you say, how could that be? Well, I don't understand all the psychology about that, but I do know this. It's real hard on that little guy who goes to bed with a knot in his stomach, and he's afraid his security is being shaken.
Yes,
so fear has a natural entrance into that little guy's life.
Oh, it does.
And that will affect all kinds of things.
I agree. Now here, when we look at fear causing denial and focus on the physical and complaining, and most of these stories we're getting right out of Exodus and Numbers, and we're going kind of along with Moses and the children of Israel. And boy, are they an example of fear. I mean, fear is just encompassing a lot of them most of the time. And here we see the solution. Now, they were complaining. We remember the fish we ate free in Egypt and the melons and the leeks and the garlic. As believers, we cannot focus on just the physical, Darren, what we eat. I remember so many times my mind wants to go back to the good old days, you know, how good it was 20 years ago or something. If I would be living 20 years ago, I would be complaining 20 years ago also. I mean, it wasn't perfect. It wasn't great. It wasn't tremendous. And we need to know that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And that's Matthew 4:4. And then also, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, Romans 14:17. Such great verses on the bread that we take in should be the spiritual bread more than the physical bread.
You know, I have to tell a short story about a lady that came to me for prayer, and she had a rather noticeable German accent. And I knew she was from Europe somewhere. And I asked her where she was from. She said, I'm from Berlin. And I roughly calculated her age, and I thought about the Second World War, and I said, were you there by any chance during the war? She said, yes, I was. How old were you? Well, I was like 8 years old. And she said, when the Allies started bombing, we didn't have any place to hide. You know, we ran to the basements, and then we go to another basement and whatever. Mm-hmm. And that permanently, that great fear and trauma affected that woman's life. And when I prayed for her, she was in probably her 50s. And yet here that thing was, and I want to say to some of you, what you need is, in many cases, inner healing. And God can take that clock of your life and run that thing backwards, and he can heal that trauma that came into your life when you're a little kid,
yes,
or when you're a teenager, or when you're in your 20s, or in your first marriage, or you're in something. I mean, don't think that God, see, don't limit God.
Oh, I know.
And he can go back there and take that fear out that came in and set a major hook in your life. And you say, I just can't, it's a speed bump, Darren, I just can't get over it. I go to bed every night, I dream the same horrible dream, I get up the next morning, I'm exhausted because I've been fighting in my sleep all night long, I've been kicking my husband or kicking my wife, or I've been to Vietnam. Let me tell you, don't let the devil con you to think you always have to stay there.
That's right. Oh, praise God. And as we said right at the beginning of this hour, that we can have a life free from fear, Darren.
Amen.
We truly can. Now, another cause of fear is rebellion. Fear causes rebellion, mutiny. And we read that in Numbers 14:1-6. And this is, again, the children of Israel in the wilderness. Boy, do we learn a lot in the wilderness. We really do, and some of you can agree to that. And why is the Lord bringing us into this land to fall by the sword? Our wives and our little ones will become plunder. Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? Here we go again, return to Egypt. So they said to one another, let us appoint a leader and return to Egypt. Mutiny.
Insurrection.
Absolutely mutiny, yes.
Now, Barbara, what I'd say here is, and I want to get on one of your soapboxes here, with your permission, of course.
Okay.
One of the reasons we need to read through the Old Testament, and the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. So things that are happening today happened way back here in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, the first five books of the Bible.
Sure did.
You can go back there and you see today people are becoming plunder for the enemy because of their parents' fear. And see, parents, we need to, and grandparents, we need to take charge in the spirit world. We can bind that spirit of fear and bless our children with favor. We can,
yes,
bind that spirit of insurrection and bless them with cooperation. We don't have to stand there and say, my goodness, there's nothing we can do for this younger generation. Oh, yes, there is. And I believe one of the main things we need to take as an assignment when we get older is to pray for our children and our grandchildren.
Well, also, I believe that our young children and our teenagers especially, they're looking for leaders, Darren. And the parents have not been great leaders. And here the people were looking for a leader, and Moses was the greatest leader they could have had, and they were ignoring the greatest leader that God appointed for them, and they thought that they could find somebody better. Well, our young people are doing the same thing. They're trying to find leaders through pop music, through rap music, through MTV, through movies, through movie stars, through all this extreme sports kind of thing. They're trying to find leaders that they can idolize, look up to, and they've got the leaders right in their family.
But you know, many times, Barbara, the family won't listen. So here's what you do when they won't listen. You need to be a spiritual mentor, and you need to go into the spirit and bind that spirit of rebellion, bind that spirit of ugliness, mm-hmm. bind that sassy spirit, bind that all the stuff, the anger, the bitterness, the lust, the pornography, whatever's going on. You can bind that when you understand who you are in Jesus, and that's one reason why we teach these messages. We want to help you get your true spiritual identity in operation.
Yes.
So that you can go over to Matthew 16:19 when Jesus says, I'll give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. You know what, grandparents and parents and friends of the wounded? You've got a great key ring. You need to get it out and use it. Use some of those kingdom keys of binding and loosing and to know your authority in Jesus Christ, because it says in the book of John, as the Father sent me, I sent you. Those are the words of Jesus in John chapter 17. Well, was Jesus sent as a wimp? Absolutely not. He was sent with power and authority and ability and the Holy Spirit, and you're sent out the same way.
That's right. Well, here's the solution for rebellion. And if I would have a teenager or a child that was not listening to me, I would pray this scripture for them. I know that, and name them, I know that John trusts in the Lord with all his heart, and he leans not unto his own understanding. Just put his name in and substitute that. That's Proverbs 3:5-7. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, capital H, and he, capital H, shall direct your paths. Such a great verse.
You know, I think, too, some people have been charged with a horrible crime. And they say behind the scenes, do you want to negotiate a lesser sentence? If you will say that you were guilty of part of this charge, then, in fact, we were watching a little bit of television last night. This man had been in there. He was supposed to have molested some children. All they had was the children's...
Yes, 4 and 5-year-olds, their testimonies.
And
yes.
Just let me say this. You can thread stuff into a little kid's head, which is done by psychologists and counselors, and then you can retrieve that, and the little kid doesn't know the difference between fiction and fantasy and truth. Be real careful on that. And I'm telling you, this man was in jail. He's going to be there for 19 years. And they said to him, well, if you would admit to guilt to a lesser charge, we'll reduce your sentence. we'll negotiate with you.
No way.
And his wife, bless her heart, she said, we are not giving in because he's not guilty.
That's right.
He is incarcerated, of course, against his will, but he is not a guilty man. And her whole family standing behind Dad. I thought, what a tremendous testimony. They had to be Christians.
Oh,
they had to have that kind of strength. Well, I tell you, folks, don't negotiate with the devil. Don't negotiate with those that want you to admit that you've done something you haven't done. Stay with truth. Stay with integrity. God will take care of you. But you got to stay with integrity. You got to be tough. I'll tell you today, Barbara, the wimps don't make it. They're getting eaten alive. And if it's not today, it'll be tomorrow or next week. You are going to get your lunch if you don't go with the Word of God and find out who you are and find out what authority He has and use it.
Yes.
You got to do that.
That's right. Well, fear also causes disobedience.
You know, that was excellent preaching. You didn't say amen.
I said, am I supposed to be in a church
here? Just say amen, Barbara. See? There's rebellion,
rebellion right there.
Right there.
Oh, fear causes disobedience. Exodus 16:16-20. This is what the Lord has commanded. Gather the manna, every man, as much as he should eat, he and his family, and let none be left until morning. But... that little word, but they did not listen to Moses, and some left part of it until morning, and it bred worms and became foul, and Moses was angry with them. Why do people go against the very law of God? And Darren, you even spoke of some people, you showed them the actual word of God, and they said, we don't believe it. How sad. That is disobedience. And the solution here is from 1 Samuel 15:22. It is better... to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed the things of the Lord than the fat of rams. Obedience is something that God delights in when he sees his people doing.